Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
Breaking news, the health crisis rocking the royal family.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. Tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
Princess Catherine reveals she has cancer. What she says about her condition and her message of resilience.
For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the shocking news that the Princess of Wales, Catherine, just 42 years old, has been secretly battling cancer. In an emotional message filmed at Windsor Castle 2 days ago, the princess revealed the news came as a surprise. She had major abdominal surgery in January. Then she spent 2 weeks in the hospital. Follow-up tests showed the cancer. The mother is currently in the early stages of chemotherapy treatment. The palace did not share the type of cancer. But after a tough couple of months, Catherine says she is doing well and getting stronger. King Charles announced his own cancer diagnosis in February, which was diagnosed while he was undergoing treatment for an enlarged prostate. Well, tonight, King Charles breaking his silence on Kate in a statement saying he is, quote, so proud of Catherine for her courage in speaking as she did. CBS's Charlie Daggett will start us off tonight with the new details.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
A stunning public address about a very private matter following weeks of speculation about Kate's well-being and whereabouts after that surgery back in January. And the cruel conspiracy theories on social media, especially after that family photo Kate had to apologize for badly photoshopping a couple of weeks ago.
She hopes that with this announcement, that a lot of that social media, wild stuff on social media and some of the more insensitive media coverage will dampen down, will quieten down. That is very much their hope.
To the world, she's Catherine, the Princess of Wales. But firstly, a 42-year-old mother of 3 young children, Prince George, 10, Princess Charlotte, 8, and Prince Louis, just 5. Which is why they timed the announcement to today's Easter break, when the children were off school for a few weeks.
Most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them, and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Palace sources tell CBS News she's already begun the early stages of a course of preventative chemotherapy. They won't say what type of cancer or exactly when she was diagnosed, and they've made clear they won't be sharing that information. But it comes on the heels of King Charles's cancer announcement in early February. And she finished by adding there was another reason she wanted to share the news.
At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Tonight, there's a brief statement from Prince Harry and Meghan. They say they wish health and healing for Kate and the family and hope they're able to do so privately and in peace. Nora?
Charlie Daggett, thank you. Now let's bring in CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook. So good to have you because there are so many questions. So when the Palace says they found the cancer after the major abdominal surgery, what does that tell us?
You know, when I heard that news, it said to me that maybe this cancer was found at a relatively early stage when it's potentially most curable. Because it was planned surgery, so you know they must have done scans beforehand, say a CAT scan. They didn't see evidence of cancer on the CAT scan. Then they did an operation. They were inside the abdominal cavity, actually looking inside. They didn't see any evidence of cancer. And it was only afterwards, they said there were tests afterwards that showed the cancer. They don't tell us exactly what that was, but let's say potentially it was a surgical specimen and they sliced it open. They saw evidence of microscopic cancer cells. So that would say to me, well, this is relatively an early stage. You know, they didn't expect it. They kind of almost tripped over that diagnosis.
And what about when she says preventive chemotherapy? What does that do?
What you're doing with chemotherapy early on is you're saying, well, maybe there are some microscopic cells, cancer cells that are inside the body, but you don't know where they are. And so if you give chemotherapy early, before they've had a chance to grow up and form clumps and spread to other parts of the body, form metastases, if you can get chemotherapy early when they're most vulnerable, maybe you can kill those cancer cells and prevent more advanced cancer from occurring later on.
Important information, as always. Thank you, Dr. John LaPook.
Thanks, Nora.
We turn now to a horrific attack today in the heart of Russia. Heavily armed gunmen opening fire in a concert hall in a suburb of Moscow before the building went up in flames. Russian media reports dozens are dead and more than 100 wounded. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attack. And earlier this month, we have learned the U.S. warned the Kremlin about the terror group wanting to strike Russia. We get details from CBS's Deborah Patta. We do want to warn you that some of the images are graphic.
It was a scene of chaos and terror as several armed men dressed in camouflage burst into Crocus City Hall, a popular concert venue and shopping mall on the outskirts of Moscow. Video posted on social media shows concert goers screaming and ducking for cover as the gunmen opened fire. Some were trapped in the basement. We ended up breaking down the door, this man said. We couldn't see who was shooting, we just heard it. Another video shows the gunmen moving through the mall, firing incessantly, often at point-blank range, leaving at least 40 killed and dozens injured.
The images are just horrible just hard to watch. And our thoughts, obviously, are going to be with the victims of this terrible, terrible shooting attack.
The building was engulfed in flames with smoke billowing from it. The U.S. Embassy recently warned about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow and advised Americans to stay away from concert venues. A U.S. source familiar with the intelligence told CBS News there's been a steady stream of intelligence dating back to November about ISIS wanting to strike in Russia. But we've been told there is no known threat to the U.S. emanating from the attack near Moscow. Deborah Patta, CBS News.
I want to turn now to some breaking news from the Austin, Texas area. There has been a major crash involving a school bus packed with preschoolers on their way home from the zoo. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports there have been fatalities.
They're advising a school bus with 44 students rolled over.
A trip to the zoo turns deadly on a Texas highway when a concrete truck collides with a school bus full of pre-K students in western Bastrop County, about 20 miles southeast of Austin. It happened shortly after 2 p.m. local time.
We do have one child with the sheriff officer, head trauma, and then we do have one teacher
inside the bus.
Hayes Consolidated School District says the bus was returning from a field trip to the Bastrop Zoo. 44 students from Tom Green Elementary and 11 adults were on board. At least two people were killed. Motorist Eric Anaya arrived just after the accident happened.
We don't like to see somebody lose their lives. It's just a good thing that my family was there to help out.
We don't know who the two victims were that died. The school district has notified parents and a reunification center has been set up. Nora?
Very scary. Omar Villafranca, thank you so much. Well, tonight, more than 18 million Americans are under winter storm alerts from Michigan to Maine. Parts of the Midwest have already gotten a significant blast of spring snow, causing dangerously slick roads during the morning commute. Let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. The snow we've seen today, just a taste of what's to come. The snow's really going to pick up during the overnight hours tonight here in the Northeast. Also, heavy rain, both of which will be in full swing during the day tomorrow. By the time the snow moves out, a foot and a half to even 2 feet of snow will be on the ground. 3 to 5 and even 2 to 3 inches of rain could cause some flooding in the coastal areas with some strong winds, possibly gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Coastal flooding also a possibility. Then the next big system taking shape by the end of the weekend into early next week. Also expecting a couple of feet of snow in the upper Midwest. And Nora, at times, travel will be treacherous.
Chris Warren, thank you. There are new developments tonight in the brazen escape and capture of an Idaho prison inmate and his accomplice. Police say the white supremacist gang members are now suspected in the killing of two men while they were on the run. CBS's Carter Evans has the new details on how the 36-hour manhunt finally came to an end.
The warrant's been served on you out of Ada County. Now that's on a charge of felony escape.
Back in a prison jumpsuit, recaptured inmate Skylar Meade showed no emotion in court today. Neither did his alleged accomplice, Nicholas Umfenauer. Both remain in custody with stepped-up security. Also appearing from jail, 52-year-old Tanya Huber.
You're charged here with harboring a fugitive.
Prosecutors say she drove more than 100 miles per hour to help the suspects elude police. Investigators say on Wednesday, Meade deliberately injured himself in prison to get taken to the hospital. And when he was about to be transported back, Umfenauer opened fire on corrections officers.
We're channeling every resource we have into trying to understand exactly how they went about planning it.
Police say the two fugitives fled in a Honda Civic north, where they encountered 83-year-old James Monty walking his dogs near Julietta and stole his minivan. Monty's body was found near the abandoned Honda. Later that same day, deputies found prison leg shackles at another homicide scene and James Monty's dogs. On Thursday, police spotted the stolen minivan at a home near Twin Falls and say Meade and Umfenauer both took off in separate vehicles with police in pursuit. Tow truck driver Dan Killinger says it was a wild scene.
The escapee jumped the canal just like Dukes of Hazzard.
How far do you think they went in the air?
Probably 25, 30 feet on the other side before they landed. It's a good day in Idaho when they catch people like that, you know.
What investigators still want to know is how Meade was able to orchestrate this escape when he spent most of his time in solitary confinement. Both suspects will now face a series of charges in the other Idaho counties where they allegedly committed crimes. Nora?
What a story. Carter Evans, thank you. A tragic update in the search for missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Police in Nashville say the 22-year-old's body was found in a river about 8 miles from downtown. He was visiting on a fraternity trip and was last spotted on surveillance video 2 weeks ago, stumbling through the streets after he was kicked out of a bar. Investigators are waiting for results of an autopsy, but say they don't suspect foul play. At the UN Security Council today, China and Russia vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages held by Hamas. Now, the U.S. has previously vetoed 3 resolutions. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken put face-to-face pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over Israel's planned offensive in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. The Biden administration is concerned about further civilian casualties and they have asked Israeli officials to come to the White House next week to discuss the operation. Now to Capitol Hill and the race to prevent another government shutdown. The House today approved a $1.2 trillion spending package amid a divided Congress and new calls for the removal of Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. The bill now moves to the Senate, where a final vote could come late tonight. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
For the fourth time since October, Congress waited until the 11th hour. The House just narrowly passing a $1.2 trillion spending bill to avoid a federal government shutdown. The plan gives the military a pay raise, funds thousands more border agents, expands some child care benefits, but cuts foreign aid, government diversity programs, and the IRS.
Chairman is now recognized.
Despite those cuts, Democrats voted for it overwhelmingly.
And this is a good result for the American people.
The bill faced a wave of Republican opposition, and its passage may have come with a cost for Speaker Mike Johnson, who helped round up support.
Today I filed a motion to vacate.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, a staunch Trump ally, said it wasn't strong enough on border security and that it was time for Johnson to go.
It's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority.
Greene's GOP colleagues were not supportive.
This idea of ousting the Speaker, what do you make of that?
I don't like it at all. I think it's a very dumb move.
I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Some Democrats say they'd swoop in and save Johnson if needed.
Going through a Speaker's fight again is absurd. We can't let these jokers have control of the United States Congress.
Dysfunction on Capitol Hill has led to a wave of early GOP retirements. 40-year-old Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher announced he'll leave next month. Another blow to Speaker Johnson's wafer-thin Republican majority.
The Senate will debate late into the night before it votes to avert a shutdown, but there's no aid for Ukraine in this package. That means the money will have to wait at least two more weeks, Nora, because Congress is about to embark on a two-week spring recess.
A lot of news up there today. Scott McFarlane, thank you so much. We're getting our first look at how a stowaway boarded a Delta passenger jet. That's next.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, CBS News has obtained airport security video of Sunday's stowaway incident in Salt Lake City. A Texas man was arrested after he boarded a Delta plane after allegedly taking a photo of another passenger's boarding pass. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the new information.
The newly obtained airport security video shows suspected airplane stowaway Wycliffe Florizard appearing to take pictures of another passenger's boarding pass, and then here looks to be zooming in to check his photography skills. The charging documents say the 26-year-old had a standby ticket or buddy pass on Southwest to fly home to Texas from Salt Lake City Sunday after a snowboarding trip. He used that ticket to get past TSA security, but once he realized those Southwest flights were full, he decided to try to get on a Delta flight that was set to depart for Austin. That's where he's caught on camera allegedly snapping pictures of boarding passes, which he then uses to board the plane.
It's clear that there were security gaps in place here, and it's critical that the aircraft carrier take steps to address them immediately in close coordination with federal authorities.
The criminal complaint charging him with a felony alleges once on board, he hid in the bathroom until the plane left the gate. When he came out, as the plane was taxiing, flight attendants realized he was on board illegally as every seat on the plane was full. The flight returned to the gate, and Florizard was met by police, who are seen questioning him and eventually handcuffing the Texas resident. He allegedly told officers he made a mistake trying to get home. Former TSA administrator John Pistol.
Did the system work here?
The system worked in the terms of the outcome, but not in terms of how it's designed to prevent people boarding a plane without their own boarding pass.
He now faces up to 5 years behind bars if convicted. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News.
More than $1.7 billion in lottery loot is up for grabs this weekend. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot has grown to $977 million. That's the sixth largest prize in the game's history. The cash option would be $467 million before taxes. And tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot now stands at $750 million, with a cash option of more than $360 million. Heart of America is next with one woman's big league dream of making the right call.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Major League Baseball's opening day is less than a week away, and there's one woman ready to make history behind the plate and on the field. New Jersey native Jen Powell has been umpiring spring training games over the past month in Florida's Grapefruit League. She's the first woman to work a spring training game since 2007, and she's now ready for the big leagues. During her playing days, she was a standout in high school, and she played Division I softball at Hofstra University. Since then, Powell has spent 18 years honing her skills as an umpire. She is currently on the MLB's call-up list, putting her one step closer to getting behind the plate of a regular season game, something no woman has ever done.
Once I started umpiring, I was like, this is for me. And I can't explain, it's just in my DNA.
Jen Powell, that's tonight's Heart of America. Can't wait to see that. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
Scan here to stream news while you enjoy the game. CBS News, New York.
Introducing the Chevy family of SUVs. Do more with tech. Do more with safety. Do more with style. The Chevy family of SUVs. There's one for everything you do. Current qualified Chevy lessees can get this Trax for around $338 a month with $0 down payment and first payment due at signing. See your local Chevy dealer.
Spectrum Business is made to work just like your small business. Made to overcommit and overcome. Made to log in and ship out. Made to streamline productivity. Made to reassess, readapt, then relaunch. And made to do it all with fast, easy-to-use, ultra-reliable internet, phone, and mobile services, all working together to connect every aspect of your business.
We sold out in an hour!
Nice work. You navigate one challenge after another, so you need a seamless network made to do the same. Spectrum Business. Made to work.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota.
Hmm.
Imagine all the slopes you'll conquer.
Sick.
Imagine all the sights you'll see.
Wow.
Whoa, okay, how about you imagine dropping me off?
Right now, lease an all-wheel drive RAV4 for just $3.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.